Hi, this is Gosia from Cosmic Agency. I'm a little bit sick today, so sorry if my energy is a bit off and I have a headache. Today's video is not something that I am necessarily happy about to be making. I never actually intended to make this video. I never intended to talk about this subject or to have to respond. However, given the certain circumstances that you will understand during this video, I feel like there's no other option and no other way out for me, for us at this point, but to respond and put things in their place. This is concerning the recent interactions between Alfred Weber and Zvaru. And what transpired next, which until this moment I am mind-boggled. I am just dumbfounded as to what is exactly happening and why. Although on the other hand, I know why. The information we are presenting is new. The information we are presenting is actual and current. And it is breaking many molds, even within the so-called accepted UFO circles. So, of course, somewhere along the line, in the process, the matrix, as I would call them, as I would call it, because I have no other word to explain this, the matrix would react. Now, what has happened is strange, highly unjust, and disappointing. Also, to Zvaru and to the ET level of things, as you understand in the second part of this video, which is conclusions and what this actually means. I debated for a long time, and we debated with Zvaru and with Robert whether it is worth it to make this kind of response and this kind of video. So we were waiting for a long time to actually decide, and we were observing what kind of actions would be taken publicly by Alfred, and if any. And there have been actions taken, and these actions are very strange, and I feel very unjust. And so this is the time to respond. He has taken this to the public arena. Not only did he publish this on his website, but then Tolex published this on his website. The Facebook posts were distributed. Private letters were distributed to various people. YouTube video was made. So I think it's time to respond. Those of you who have no idea what this is about, just a very short summary, and now we'll get into details. During the World Ufology Congress in Barcelona in September, where we attended and Alfred attended, we introduced ourselves to him, and we basically extended our invitation to speak to Zvaru. He did, as I said, I will go into details very soon, and he was very happy with the meeting. And after that, he changed his mind, more will be understood, and started to officially, basically, go around various circles, offline and online, telling the world on some kind of a strange crusade that this is a fraud and that we are a cult. Very, 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 very strange indeed. There have been Facebook posts sent to us by the people who are our friends, basically showing us what kind of messages Alfred has been circulating and posting around there. Also, letters have been sent, I know of one for sure, by Alfred to the organizers of the Congress, and we know this from the organizer of the Congress here in Barcelona, basically telling him that we are fraud. I can only assume that more letters have been sent. I have no idea what's behind these actions, and we'll get into this. But this has been taken to such a public level by Alfred, for no apparent reason. So there is no other way. We need to respond. It cannot be submissive. Now, let's go back to the beginning. On the September 6th, 7th, and 8th, there was a Congress here, Ufology World Congress, where me and Robert participated. We did the workshop there for the first time ever. Dale came on his own accord. And Alfred was there as well during his workshop. Well, since we respected Alfred quite a lot, actually, and Svaru did too, she told us they have been observing his work for a long time, she extended her invitation through us to Alfred to meet. It was a friendly gesture, expressing her respect and her openness and receptivity. As we know, Alfred for a long time has been promoting, I would say, maybe not promoting, has been perceiving himself as a sort of ambassador between Earth and the ET races. So, you know, we thought this was a good situation and a good moment for them both to meet. We met, everything was fine. I was actually very, very impressed with Alfred's openness and receptivity and his skill to listen. Something that changed drastically later on, as we will see. His ability to listen. He was very open to our story and very open to the further communication. What happened next was we set up a meeting online, because as you know, this is not channel information. We talked with Varu and with other members of the Taigetan crew online through a direct live internet chat. And also a few times we had the audio with the Taigetan men, the pilot. Not Svaru. Svaru always in writing. So we set up a meeting, which was coordinated for the 22nd of September, Sunday. 2 hours were allocated. In the chat, there was me, Robert, Dale, Rainier, Svaru, and Alfred present. I'm not sure if Uriel was there too. I'm sorry, Uriel, if I missed you. Now I want to show you parts of this chat. Now this conversation was very interesting, and maybe in some separate video, actually, I'm going to share you the whole conversation, because it was not really personal. It was I wouldn't do that if it was personal. It is very, very general. Svaru is actually the one who is communicating and sharing and expressing there in writing many things to Alfred. And I would like to show you some parts of the conversation. As you will see, Alfred participated in this conversation in writing. There is no channeling here. Alfred in writing was present in the chat. So let me just read here. Laser God, that's Dale, and he is introducing both parties. Alfred, welcome. In a moment, we will invite Commander-in-Chief Federation Operation to Earth to join us. Now, let me just clarify this for a moment. A Commander-in-Chief, I myself never actually calls Varu that. We have to understand that these are human terms and human equivalents. So sometimes we look for the word that is close to how they would perceive themselves, but they don't have these exact words. This is the word that actually Dale suggested before introducing Svaru to Alfred. So Dale continues. Commander Svaru, if you are ready, I would love to present to you the distinguished gentleman Alfred Labermond Weber, father of exopolitics and exoconscious movement here on Earth. As you can see, we had a lot of respect for Alfred, something that has dissipated, basically, after this experience. Now, the conversation continues. Svaru here also is admitting she has followed him for a long time. She says, I have followed your work for many years now, not even sure how many. I'm here now for you. Please feel free to ask me anything. The subject of talk is yours, and you can call me simply Svaru. How should I address you, please? As you can see, she's extending her friendship told Alfred, basically making it all for him. He was free to ask anything he wanted to. Now, here, Svaru is stating, I'm happy to convey and state that your letter of appeal is now in the hands of the Federation representatives via Andromeda Council. Alfred, before this conversation, has forwarded to us a letter of appeal that he wanted Svaru to forward to the Federation regarding the official contact with the humanity. I think that's what it was about mostly. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, 100%, I don't recall that at the moment, but it was basically, it was the appeal. Now, let me just state something here. If Alfred's friend Tolek is in direct contact with Andromeda Council, why haven't you, Alfred, forwarded this appeal to Tolek and then to Andromeda Council directly? Why through us and not through him, if he is the one who supposedly has this direct link with the Andromeda Council? This continues. Alfred responds. Thank you, Gosha, and thank you, Svaru, for transmitting the letter of appeal on behalf of us, of we Earth humans, to the Federation representatives via the Andromeda Council. That is wonderful news indeed. Again, why not forward this to Tolek's Andromeda Council representatives directly? Svaru responds, you are most welcome, and I deeply thank you for your hard work. The amount of subjects to cover is great. As you see here, she has extended her desire to continue to share with him. And this media is slow, but it is all we have for now, and it has been a great achievement to be able to open this small direct keyhole window for those on Earth. The implications of opening this window are greater than can be seen at first, as for many it does violate the Prime Directive. As I told you, for many people in the Federation, even this communication through internet does violate the Prime Directive. While the conversation continues, it continues about different topics, different spiritual, metaphysical subjects. As I say, I might share this with you at some point. Now, here is Alfred is saying, amazing that you should mention and acknowledge that politics of the extraterrestrial community monitoring Earth humans. That is a very enlightening point for us, for we Earth humans. I am inspired learning and reading what you have just shared to be able to share that with our Earth human and extraterrestrial monitoring community so that we start moving toward a critical masses and breakthroughs out of the status quo and start breaking up the matrix control systems on Earth that I perceive are atrophying. They are. Even as positive AI is winning out over negative sentient AI. I realize that I am optimistic, yet that is my motivation and nature. So thank you for inspiring us to action, Svaru. I'm just showing you this so you can see how Alfred enjoyed the conversation, how he was highly inspired by what she was expressing, what she was sharing. He was very, very, very happy with the conversation. As you can see, Svaru, he responds, you are most welcome. The amount of information to share is immense. Alfred, you missed out, basically, on the opportunity. So much information was to be shared with you. But well, now, let's continue. Again, Alfred expressing his excitement. Thank you. This is such a relief to know this and to hear your words about soul and universe reality. Svaru, I only wish to offer another perspective. At any point she imposes her perspectives, she just offers the same as I have been doing on my channel, just offering the information for those who are interested. Now, this conversation continues. It is a two-hour conversation. Again, Alfred expressing his excitement. That is very interesting and a new concept to me. Thank you for sharing so much new knowledge today. He continues, I feel a deep sense of peace learning this new knowledge. And Svaru responds, then I am happy. Thank you. And she confirms, direct communication with me is now open for you. And she's referring here to further communications with Alfred. Dale here is coming in and saying, I'm still here, reminding 2 hours plus, do you wish to continue? Svaru says, it is up to you all. I'm fine and happy and can continue. So she was very happily willing to continue this conversation. Alfred, I find myself at equilibrium, in awe and peace of being with Svaru and all of you, and very optimistic about the future. No specific questions come to my mind, and I wish to express my deep gratitude for today. Thank you. And Svaru, you are most welcome. I thank you for your time and for being here with us today. Please ask anything you like freely. And Svaru here continues, my main point, as I said above, is to give the power back to the people so they don't have to depend on anyone or on anything outside themselves, both as a collective and as individuals. If I could, I would be there writing books and doing speeches, but the problem is that I am not there. Leaking this information there has been a difficult and long task. Alfred, Svaru, thank you so much. I do believe today is a turning point in my work and life, and I want to thank you so much. I will be reaching out with further proposals for action, as that is how my training and my mind works. Thank you for your patience and receptivity and support. As you can see, Alfred was extremely happy with the conversation. He has received a lot of new knowledge. Svaru spent a lot of time explaining all kinds of different types of information with him. She was respectful, open, receptive, supportive, something that you can see Alfred confirms. In fact, Alfred was so happy that on the next day, Dale received this letter from Alfred on the 23rd of September. Dale, hi. Thank you very much for moving to transmit my proposal to Svaru so expeditiously. I will tell you in a second what this proposal was about. I felt that I was in a very elevated spiritual source presence and conversation yesterday with Svaru and experienced several profound soul source moments. My experience is always that of experiencing Svaru as who she is, who represents herself as that is under universal law. I have had interactions with other Federation representatives going back to 1973, so I have developed a personal sensitivity, and my exopolitical training is to always seek the highest ethics and best outcomes. So with that said, he was so happy that he decided to include this conversation with Svaru in his new book that is just about to come out very soon. He sent us, for Svaru's approval, this literary proposal in the spirit of Cosmic Agency was Super Gosha. That's nothing. That was my nickname during in the chat that I put myself there just for a few days. And he was supposed to include this conversation in his book in chapter one, Colloquy between Svaru and Alfred Weber. And here he's asking Dale, can you please forward this proposal to Svaru for her review, consideration, response, and action, either approval, modification, disapproval. We are actually quite surprised at this because, you know, we understand that he was impressed. He was very excited. But on the other hand, it was quite fast and spontaneous. And he didn't even have a chance to, you know, to talk more about this and to talk more about things with Svaru to decide more. He jumped on board extremely fast. It was even quite strange for us that he came on board so fast. So that's why, to our dismay and our shock, basically, just as fast as he came on board, he jumped off of it. And we, until now, have no clear indication why, except for that he received the information from Tolek, telling him that we are fraud. But as you will see, Tolek's information presented in his official letter is completely wrong. So what's going on here? We set up a second meeting with Alfred, with Svaru, and we were very excited about it. Alfred was excited as well. It was for Sunday. But suddenly, on Saturday, we receive, Rainier received Alfred's email canceling the meeting. And this is what the email says. Dale, Rainier Gosha Roberts Varu. I'm forwarding for each of your attention the formal communication to me of the Andromeda Council. On the basis of the information and updates in this communication, I'm cancelling our scheduled Sunday talks and suspending our further diplomacy with you as an Earth representative to the Regional Galactic Governance Council. I urge you each to read and study this communication, and I'm going to show you this Tolex letter next. Take it to heart for the benefit of Earth humanity, of the galactic community, and of universe society. And come clean with your deeper identities and agendas toward Earth humans, given what the Andromeda Council has reported to us for the public record. So he's basically telling us to come out and reveal our deeper identities and agendas. We received this letter along with Tolex communication. Now, this is Tolex communication that he sent to Alfred. Until that point, it was all still private. This is the long letter that Tolex organization sent to Alfred, basically stating that Zvaru doesn't exist, that my channeling, that I channel, etc., that there is no such a thing as High Council, etc. This is a long, long, long email that basically this is all a fraud. Now, let me show you here parts of this letter. So he is basically saying, let's go here, the discovery, to the second paragraph here, the discovery or of a complete lack of evidence or historical data regarding the above seven entities speaks to the overall lack of substance, veracity, and reliability of these matters and the claims presented by them. So basically, he's claiming that, one, there is no Tigetan and Pleiadian Galactic Council Federation. There is no High Council of Taigeta. The Commander-in-Chief of Zvaru doesn't exist. Rachel of Temer doesn't exist, number four. Number five, Cosmic Agency, me. I don't represent any federation. Six, Maria Orsic is not Taigetan, as we claimed in one of the videos. And seven, Agartha, the inner people, don't exist either. So let's go through these points very briefly. I'm not going to go through the whole letter, but just some points, some more obvious points. Number A here. There is no Tigetan Pleiadian Galactic Council Federation. First of all, I never said there was. I would like anybody to show me precisely in which point I stated there is a Tigetan Pleiadian Galactic Council Federation. I never used those terms. Now, he's also saying there is, number one, A1, there is no High Council of Taigeta. Well, actually, there is. The councils is how the ET societies are structures. As Varu asked me when we talked about this, how else do you think we are supposed to function here? By president, by Congress, they don't have the same political structure. They have councils. So if there exists Taigeta, of course there is a Taigeta council. And now here an interesting point. If this was false and Zvaru was not really from Taigeta, she was just setting herself up to be from Taigeta, do you think it would be a smart move to do that, knowing because she knew about Tolex organization, knowing that it would be so easily discredited? Do you think if she was so bright and genius as she is, when you watch the videos, do you think it wouldn't be smarter of her to say she's from some unrecognized by the Federation faraway planet, so no one can ever contradict her or say that she's false? I think if it was a hoax, this would be a very, very stupid error to set yourself up to be something that would be so easily found to be a lie and discredited. So that's just a side point. Let's continue with this letter. Now, let's go here. In this point, It is important to note that this alleged commander-in-chief of Federation for Earth Operations, Zvaru, a channeled entity speaking through Gosha. First of all, it's not an entity, it's a person. And second of all, as you can see here, they claim this is a channeled communication. Where is Alfred? You were there in the conversation, as I just showed. You know very well this is not channel. Why at least didn't you correct that? They are supposedly, in touch with the Andromeda Council, who know everything. So why did they miss that point? Oh my God, this is so funny. Now, this continues. And here again, we have the same thing. Then, Rachel of Tever, a channeled entity, also speaking through Gosha. Okay, well, let's continue. Now, here, in this part, it says, in this two-part communication, Taygetan head of mission Zvaru reveals a cutback in the Taygetan mission to Earth based on a recent policy decision that Earth humans are not ready for open contact. And he's stating that, Zvaru is stating that there are cutbacks by the Federation, and he's saying there are no cutbacks. Well, Zvaru never said that Federation is going away anywhere. She didn't even say that they are going away anywhere. And there are no cutbacks. She basically stated that the humanity is not ready for the contact, and that many of their ships, but not because of this reason, it actually happened in the last months, in the last 8 months, many of the ships went home, but it is nothing to do with the Federation or the strategies for Earth. There's no cutback regarding the ongoing assistance to Earth. So it's a bit twisting of what Zvaru expressed, making it look like the Federation is assisting openly, and they are in contact with the Andromeda Council and it's assisting openly. Well, actually, when I talked to Zvaru about the Federation and how they operate, they are actually quite strict when it comes to the direct assistance. There, as she explained here, their policy of non-intervention, of too much control over other races, is too much and not very flexible, making the work of many of us impossible. So it's not that the Taygetans or Zvaru are cutting back and the Federation and Andromeda Council are all heroes. They are doing a lot of work, the Andromeda Council and the Federation, and they are not cutting back anything. I confirm that, as far as I know. But they are not overly eager to enter into more direct interaction with our race at all. If it was the case, we would be already seeing this happen, and we would be able to see those direct changes in our society. And it doesn't work like that. Everything they do is always unseen, and they wish to keep it that way. Zvaru gets frustrated many, many times with the Federation limiting her work, trying to... They don't impose, but they don't think what she's doing is necessarily necessary. For example, last year, they were not very happy with much of the information she was sharing. And she even made open a letter to the Federation, which was shared in my Spanish channel. So the Federation is a quite closed organization. They believe that the Earth must and should continue in their own pace and evolution and patience, as they believe everything is learning and learning experience. So they are not as openly intervening and assisting and in open communication with anybody. With anybody. Not me. I am not a Federation representative at all. I'm not even Taygetan representative. It's another point that I want to mention. And he isn't either. I'm talking about Tolik. They don't work like that. They don't need Earth's representatives. I wouldn't even go so far as to say this, but the circumstances have led me to express that. Here in his letter, in Tolik's letter, he's explaining the Federation is open, and Zvaru is explaining it's not really open. On the contrary, it's very, very cautious in their proceedings. Too cautious sometimes. They do not wish to intervene in human free will. That's their policy. They move away from more direct contacts. They restrict it and they control it. And here she's talking about her recent application, let's call it that way, to the Federation to have an open audio with us, because they did have the audio a few times, but it was kind of a rebellious act, because they are a rebellious race, and they do as they please sometimes within certain frameworks of the Federation policies. So the audio was denied. They are very controlling, the Federation. They are working a lot, and of course there are no cutbacks. They are going to continue working, and the Andromeda Council has been doing a lot as well, Targetans and the Federation, and they are removing, as she says here, outside interferences, so that the humans then can find their solutions to their problems alone. They are removing those influences, exterior influences, but without us knowing that this is happening. Also, they know that human institutions, from politics, nations, corporations, and ufologists with their groups, are all infiltrated and limited and limiting, as you can see with this incident. They do not recognize them as representatives. The Federation does not need human representatives that way. And having said that, another point that was mentioned in Tolik's letter. Point B, the Council and the Galactic Federation has no record of a Cosmic Agency YouTube channel representing it. Nowhere did I say that I represent a Federation or a Council, any kind of Council, any Council of Andromeda. I don't even represent Taygeta. I am just a simple YouTube channel. I'm just a normal person from the street who this experience has happened, as many, by the way. I'm not the only one. And I'm sharing through my YouTube channel because I really truly believe in this information and in Svaru's ability to expand our minds and in her intention to liberate us and to empower us. And I'm doing this completely unconditionally. She is doing it completely unconditionally, extending her friendship and being open to basically, well, now not so much anymore and less, but basically being open to anybody who is willing to listen and take her seriously. She has never closed the door on Alfred. It was him who just harshly closed the door without even investigating the case further, based on Tolik's letter. And Tolik's letter, as you can see, is full of mistakes. So as you can see, this is the letter that Alfred received, that I believe he's basing all his drastic change on. But can't he see that this letter is full of mistakes? Why does he base his decision, and he is a judge and a lawyer, on the letter that is obviously and blatantly so full of errors? Did any of them do any research? Did Tolik actually do any investigative research into this contact, into this information? Did the alleged Andromedans do any investigation? As you can see, Alfred jumps on board very fast and as easily jumps off, which is not, according to me, the attitude of the true investigator, of the true detective, of the true exopolitist, of the true judge and the attorney. He had the opportunity for the second encounter, and even if you don't believe exactly, or if you change your opinion, you have your doubts, I would take this opportunity to further investigate. If you think, you know, there is something, someone strange behind that, and there is an agenda, I would definitely use this opportunity to speak further to that person, not simply dismiss it. Now, Tolik's organization, Svaru knew about this organization before. Of course, they have been following many people around. It's just that it's not necessarily our position or my job personally to be discussing other organizations, other contacts. We never did. It's not our style, and we never will. I'm just here to present the information, and I'm not messing with other people's work. Now I'm making this video only because our work has been messed with, and it has been messed with before. This is not the first time we have received a lot of attacks. However, this is a bit different because, you know, it's quite symbolic. Alfred is a respected by many ufologist, and many public accusations have been made by him. So the action had to be taken. We are not gonna just to take it and be submissive. Now, Zvaru has confirmed to us. Now, you see, I didn't want to even go into that. I never do. However, you know, the cards have been played this way, so we might as well go there. However, I'm not gonna go exactly fully in that direction. However, I will confirm that Tolek has had the contact with the Andromedans up until 2014. So there, it is a real contact case. However, since then, and I'm not going to go into details, since then, you know, a lot of human-based interests have been thrown in there. So, you know, people make institutions, and I'm not just talking about this case, I'm talking in general. People very often make institutions and matrix types of organizations around real contacts, and they end up claiming monopoly over their experience. You know, basically pushing away all the other contact stories. We, for example, we don't make any monopoly over this. I keep saying I'm not the only person who talks to Zvaru and to Taygetans. I keep saying that there are hundreds of contacts being made around the world with other races as well, and this is going to increment. And this is going to increment even through this means and method. The internet is a perfect method for them to communicate, and they will continue to expand in this direction. So this, what we have been doing, is a pioneer work. It's a pioneer work to basically, you know, give the ETs and the non-human beings an idea of how this work through the internet can be achieved. Having said that, as Zvaru explained to me, the Federation, or any race, they don't have the need to have representatives on Earth. I am not that representative, and neither is Tolek, sorry to say that. The communication with the humans between the Federation and the Earth is quite poor. I am looking down here because I have my notes as to the order, sequence of what I want to say. You know, the Federation knows that the infrastructure on Earth is not really ready, is not set up to have these types of representatives. The ETs don't work like this in the open through the official representatives. The ET races operate like this, you know, through individual contactees and doing their work. Zvaru told us that what she has been doing is a useful experiment to the Federation. They don't impose, but they don't necessarily see this work actually as necessary, as I said a few, some time ago. They don't see this as necessary. They don't see it very useful even for the humans, as we should just wake up on our own. They are very, very, very careful. But having said that, it has been a useful experiment to them. Now, on the 2nd of October, Tolek made the video. As you can see, we have waited a long time to make this video. We have been basically seeing and observing if there's going to be any further action on their side taken. Otherwise, I would have never made this video, you know, each to their own. Everybody has the right to their opinion. But, for example, on October 2nd, Tolek published a video in which, and to be honest, I don't even know what exactly he said. I can only assume he expressed what he expressed in his letter. You know, he went very fast to discredit us. Everything in a rush to get rid of us. So, you know, it seems to me like all this has been done in hurriedly, without investigating, without looking at details. Why was it done in such a fast and rash way? Just taking for granted, basically, that this is false. You know, it's as if they wanted to push away anybody that they might feel threatened by, as if they were afraid, you know, as if they wanted to push away and to take out of the picture anybody who, in their perception, might probably contradict them, which, by the way, I was never going to do. That's not my job, as I said, not directly at least. Maybe through the information that Svaru says, but shares, but never directly pointing fingers at who is real, who is not. We are all here trying to wake up people and doing our part. So it seems to me like it was an action done by someone who is trying desperately to protect themselves. And I say hurriedly, because as you can see here, and this is now interesting, in the video, in this video, first, the comments were open, so people could openly comment. And to my surprise, actually, and to my pleasure, thank you very much, a lot of comments were very nice towards us and defending us. In one of those comments, Tolek actually responded. And what happens there in his response? As you can see here, Tolek is changing his official or initial claim that I channeled the information to now me receiving this information from Robert. Okay, here it says, and that Gosha, okay, this is incorrect information, misinformation, if you will, all promoted and spoken by Gosha. And that Gosha received most of the information which she has seemingly clucked together, or clucked, from Robert and others. So now I'm receiving this information from Robert. And before I was channeling. And as you see, people are here. I saved this before the comments were blocked. By the way, now the comment section are blocked. But as you see here, people are basically defending our work, which, by the way, thank you so much. Like here you can see, the information from the Cosmic Ages is not channeled. It's via internet. Please, Tolek, do correct your information. She did not say taking place in Galactic Council Federation. She did not. She's not channeling. Please correct your information. Okay, so what's next? Well, at this point, I would like to invite Dale Harder to my video today and have him maybe share some of what happened and some of his thoughts about this whole strange thing. Hello, Dale. How are you?
Hi, Gosha. Good to see you again.
Thank you so much for coming. And I would like you maybe to start, telling us about how was your meeting with Alfred prior to his meeting with Svaru. Did you establish any friendship? How was your communication?
You were there for the initial meeting at the Congress, and Alfred was very approachable, very nice, and so we established a connection. After that, I began to speak with Alfred on Skype and also by email, and in all cases, he was very friendly, very approachable, and we seemed to strike up a nice friendship. Both personally and professionally. So, you know, I very much believe that this was going to result in a very good thing for ourselves and for Svaru and for the team. And we exchanged different protocols and arrangements for the first meeting with Svaru, and he was fine with that. He had a lot of interesting ideas regarding proposals that he wanted to submit. And so he was a little bit overzealous at some points, but so we slowed him down a little bit. It was okay. And he understood. So he really was very eager. And so we had the first meeting, of course. And I think that went very, very well. He was impressed. Svaru was okay or very happy. We all were. And so we expected nothing but good things from that. And so I absolutely have no idea how things got so contorted afterward. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, we received the cancellation notice for the second meeting. And we were all aghast. You know, we just didn't know what to think. I reached out to Al for three separate occasions via email, and he would not open or answer emails. And at that point, I then began to try and reach Tolek, who was also involved by then. And he did not respond directly either until just yesterday. So, and essentially, they have only said the same thing that they continue to say. So we feel, you know, you, me, the rest of us, that it's time that we speak up on our behalf.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you, Dale. What do you think inspired Alfred towards such a drastic change, and also to publicly, basically, speak out so harshly against us?
Well, you know, obviously his background as a lawyer, as a as he sees himself as a public servant or ambassador to humanity, and he is a journalist. Okay, and I never realized that he was a Geraldo Rivera, but you know, it turned out that he was it seems looking for a sensational piece to write about. And but I have no explanation for his turnaround whatsoever. We gave him no information of any kind. And yet almost every substantial point that we presented was turned around 180 degrees. And I, examining this over and over, I have no idea where this came from. What would cause Alfred to make this reversal? But we gave him no such information. Mm-hmm. So somewhere along the line, he had decided because of Tolek's information that we were a cult and devils and so forth and so on, and that you're channeling information, which everyone who follows us knows that is totally wrong. We do not channel. This is a live contact.
Mm-hmm.
Not only by internet and typing, but also by audio, as we have stated in other videos. So I just do not understand where this information is coming from.
Especially, as you know, of course, Alec participated in the chat with Varu, so he knows very well that it is not channeled. So how could he base, right, his decision on Tolek's report, where it is stated over and over again that I channel? He was present in the chat. He knows it is not channeled. So
exactly.
No clue.
And he's acting totally contrary to everything that he presented to start with. And I have no information as to what would have caused that. It certainly didn't transpire between us in any email or Skype or telephone. Like I said, I have no information at all as to why Alfred felt that he had to totally backtrack and change everything that he had started. Other than the information that he received from Tolek. And I have communicated directly with Tolek as well. And they feel that their information is correct directly from their counsel. And so we end up in this who's real and who isn't.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you know, I wouldn't even mind if someone changes their mind, and we always say we are not here to really convince anybody. We are just presenting the information. This is not some kind of a cult to be recruiting members and be, you know, on this crusade to have the whole world follow us. It's not like that at all. I'm just a normal person on YouTube who shares the information presented to me. So I wouldn't even mind if he just changes his opinion, but to go publicly and harshly speak out so much against that he's sending out letters to the conference or organizers. I don't know if you know this. He sent the letter to the organizer of UFO Congress in Barcelona that we just attended. And we know this because the organizer told us. So he's sending the letter saying that that it's all false, that we are real, that we are fraud, He's posting Facebook publications on all different kinds of Facebook groups. And we also know this because we were informed by one of the Thai Getting Society Facebook group, an individual person who just shares the information on his Facebook. He was also contacted by Alfred with a long post saying this is fraud and we are cult. So it's something different, you know, to be changing the opinion, but it's something different when it's when someone is publicly basically going on a defamation crusade. So that's why we are doing this video, and that's why we are speaking out to basically defend ourselves.
And there has been no animosity between any of us that I'm aware of.
Never.
And as you say, we have never ever forced anyone to listen to this material or asked anyone to follow. We've never pushed the information on anyone. It's always been there for those, and if it resonates with people, fine. If it doesn't, that's okay. We have no agenda other than to bring to people the information that Swaru has given. And with the enormous amount of information that you've already compiled and presented in over 350 videos, I think the information speaks for itself. I do know that Alfred has not seen or looked at many of those videos. He had not at the time. But why he would go on a witch hunt, I have no idea. He won't even communicate with us. Mm-hmm. There is no, there has never been any animosity or any reason. And yet, if we try to communicate, they turn off comments, they won't answer emails, they won't even open emails, because anything I send with a return receipt or a receipt that tells me if it's been opened, and none of them have. So that means we've been blocked. Mm-hmm. And I'm dumbfounded. I do not have an understanding or a reason for this. We have presented no information to my knowledge that is false. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Why do you think, my last question would be, Dale, I'll let you go. Why do you think this is disappointing, you know? Why do you think this is disappointing for you? And why do you think this is disappointing, you know, in general?
Because both personally and professionally, I felt that I was making a new friend in Alfred. And I very much looked forward to that. I respected the man. And I had, belief that interaction with him would have been good for us in any case, even if he did not support us, which we didn't really ask for. We told him who we were and what we represented and what we presented, and he seemed interested, so we offered. There was never any other intent. So now I feel betrayed, and that I've lost a friend, and I have no reason.
Yeah.
And that's a mystery, and I don't like mysteries. I have to solve them. So I tell you this, if Alfred, if you see this video, then I very much openly ask. I would like to know your reasons for this attack. We've given you no provocation. So, and for the listeners, I tell you truthfully, we are as dumbfounded as you are.
Thank you very much, Dale. Thank you very much for coming and for sharing your thoughts. I'm sure I'm
always my pleasure. Thank you.
I'm sure I'm going to see you again. Thank you, Dale. Okay, so here at this point, I would also like to bring back Rainier. Do you remember Rainier? Yes, I think you do. Because he was also affected by this whole situation. He was present during our chat with Rainier, with Alfred. And actually, from what I understand, Rainier, he was also, he knew Alfred before. Rainier, is that the case? Did you know Alfred before?
Yes, actually. So, listen, I had the chance to meet Alfred back in June through a common friend that we have. So we started communication, and we were planning back then in June, we should do a video. I really like your books and all these things about exopolitics. I was very interested in all this. And so I had the chance to interview him back in July, and you know, I was motivated by his personal life experience. Also, you know, everything that he has gone through, if you know a little bit of his life, he has gone through a lot. So, you know, also he's achievement. You know, his books, I found his books that are, they are an encouragement to many people, you know, and his books are eye-opening to many people too. So, you know, it helps to perceive life in a different way. That's why I got interested in getting to know Alfred. I honestly, back then I said, Alfred, I have this impression you're a real truth seeker, you know, like a futurist, and you could be an inspiration to many people, including me back then. So I had him in a high standard. So yeah, it's true. I interviewed him and I had the chance to talk to him and meet him. Yeah.
Okay. Yes, I understand. So what makes you? So why do you think made him react this way and react in such an, I would say, you know, harsh way, calling us cold, going on a witch hunt all over Facebook and saying these, you know, mean things to us. We haven't done anything to him at all. What do you think happened?
Well, you know, I was really thrown away by his unprofessional way and how he treated us too. It caught me by surprise. I never thought, and it never crossed my mind something like that. And I was, because I, like I said before, I had him at a high standard, you know, so such a well-educated man and so much knowledge in different topics. I was surprised and I was really disappointed because, he didn't even gave us the chance to understand the motive, the reason of his behavior. Why? I still don't understand today what we did wrong. If we did something wrong, Gosha, because I have no idea. So, you know, in all this, I've been thinking, how could a person react that way? Well, I mean, it has to be something. But, you know, I think I have come to maybe two or three conclusions, and I might be wrong. But I have to speculate and I have to think, okay, something happened. What it is? Okay, we have this individual called Tolek, right? And then I think, and this is a hypothesis that I have, you know, Tolek's ambition to be this representative of humankind in the Federation. That's what I think it is. So, his ambition got shaken by Alfred's proposal letter to Svaru, okay? And, you know, Tolek, he saw this brilliant mind because, he, you know, I do believe that Alfred has a brilliant mind. So he said he saw this brilliant mind slipping away from his, you know, exactly, and he reacted. How? He went to Alfred and he injected all this negativity and or poison in his head, his thoughts about Svaru. That's one of the hypotheses I have. You know, he wants to protect himself, Tolek, and he went and poisoned Alfred's mind. Of course, maybe Alfred, you know, the whole topic about Svaru is new. I know that he knows Tolek for a long time. So he's biased by that, by Tolek. So that might be one of the hypotheses that I have. The other thing is, you know, there might be some agreement between them that you and me were not. We don't know. Mm. Who knows? They probably are working something together. Alfred is, you know, he's very busy pushing books. And he has other projects. I don't know how involved Tolek might be in this. So, you know, there's something, might be an agreement and Tolek probably told him, you know, you got to stop that because So that could be a second hypothesis. A third one might be, you know, Zvaru actually answered very firmly all his questions.
Yeah.
All the questions that Alfred had. And, you know, Alfred probably realized that, you know, all the work that I have done, it might be to be revamped, because Wade actually Zvaru was talking and answer all his questions, because he was really precise.
Yes.
He was prepared to that meeting, because the question wasn't questions like, okay, hi, let's talk about it. They want to know. No. He came with a very precise question. Mm-hmm. And he probably thought, wow, if I continue going this way and this information that she's giving me goes out, you know, I'm going to have to, you know, like I said, revamp or change what I have done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I can just mention that just the topic of the omniverse. I don't want to go there, but that's a topic that, you know, I don't agree. So, but, you know, given these three hypotheses that I told you, I'm going to lean towards the first one. You know, I'm going to think that, you know, the mastermind behind this, behind Alfred's reaction is Tolek. Mm-hmm. And he's afraid maybe the truth coming out, because he has built something, and he might be afraid that his pyramid scheme might fall.
Yes.
I don't know. Who knows? I would like to tell, I would like to say something about this to Tolek's followers, you know, because Tolek, you know, I have this impression that he hides behind an image, a name. You know, he has created this name Tolek, and so I'm going to tell to all his followers the following. You know, we all came here to live this 3D experience. We all came here we don't have to hide behind a name. You know, we're all star seeds. I do believe that many of us, besides the non-real people, many of us, we're star seeds and we have our own names too. And we come from different planets as well. So why should we put our trust and follow this guy who's saying, okay, I'm Tolek from Andromeda and I am the representative of Andromeda. You know, every one of us, we come from different places too, you know, and we have chosen not to remember our name, but we all have flowing names, you know? So yeah. Well, that is the point that I wanted to pass on to, you know, to Tolek's followers, because I think it's something shady about this guy, and it's something that he's hiding, and I don't know what it is, mm-hmm. you know? So, all right, let's move on.
Just to clarify, he's saying he's from Taygeta, actually, not from Andromeda.
Okay, from Taygeta, but, okay, Gosha, I can tell you I am from Taygeta too, and my real name is such and such, and I am immersed in a pot, and I'm having this experience. But what benefit to you is that we are both here in this 3D world having an experience that we have chosen?
Mm-hmm.
Right? So why hide behind, I don't know, my name is Roahaim, and I came here as a representative of Taygeta. Follow me, because I'm in contact with such and such and such.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, we can probably ask Zvaru, Zvaru, can you find out what's my real name? And then I'm going to create a cult, because that's really a cult, what he has. People following him and I don't know. I
mean, okay.
Thank you so much, Ranier, for your points of view. I really liked your analysis about three different theories of what might be happening. I am also confused as to what's happening, but well, let's continue. We will continue. I know you will have more videos to share, so will we. So will we. This will continue no matter what.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Can I just finalize with something, Gosha, that I wanted to say, because I think all these issues started with this famous letter from Tolek. And I think it has to do with the proposal that Alfred had about being a representative of the, you know, of humankind in front of the Federation. But I've been thinking, would that be even be possible?
Mm-hmm.
You know, to have a human representative in the Federation, wouldn't that interfere with our own 3D experience?
Mm-hmm.
They have to let us live here, and so I don't know. Nevertheless, his intentions are good. Alfred's intentions. He has a good intention, but I don't even know that will even be possible. So creating all this, you know, all this drama and all this finger pointing and attacking us, it's pointless.
It is.
I will end with that.
Thank you, Rainier, and I'm sure I want to have you on again. So thank you so much. Go attend to your kids. I know they are running around looking, waiting for their dad. So thanks, Rainier, and have a good night. Because this is
thank you, Gosha, for having your channel.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Now, conclusions part. Now, this is going to be an important part because this is something that actually also Zbaru has shared with us. And it is important what I'm going to say. So please stick around for this part. Well, first conclusion. Alfred, if he was a judge, a gentleman, an attorney, an investigator, a true candidate for the cosmic representation, for the ET ambassadorship, you know, he would have been much more investigative and wouldn't have jumped to the conclusions as fast as he did, basically based on the letters of someone who hasn't examined the case himself and who is basically just protecting their interests. He would have wanted to get to the bottom of this. A renowned ufologist would not act this way without even bothering to examine in detail what is really going on here, because there is certainly and definitely something going on here worth looking at. Now the conclusions, further conclusions for this is that, you know, as I said, Zvaru explained that as humans, we are not officially ready for the official direct contact. And this incident just showed to Zvaru and through her to other races that we are even less ready than before, than what they thought. And this is because there are so many layers of the matrix that they find so difficult to get through to the humanity and to work with humanity through those layers. First, there is matrix, an official matrix. Then there is the so-called truth movement and UFO world, which basically is full of UFO circles and UFO clubs, socially acceptable UFO clubs, basically protecting themselves, protecting their territories, protecting their monopoly over the truth, and protecting their established organizations. Here, what matters is who has more social credibility. The people are claiming ownerships over their ET contacts, something that, in our case, this would never happen. Humans fight. They keep fighting for power and for interests. And they will discredit anybody who is not a member of that special UFO club. You know, the positive ET who are watching this, and believe me, they are, they will ignore all this. They will move on. They will decide this is not the time to be in contact directly with the humans. They will continue as they always have, but behind the scenes. As Varu said, it is incompatible to be socially accepted and them and the aliens. You cannot be socially acceptable, even within the so-called truth movement, which, by the way, she calls a layer of the false awakened ones. False awakened ones. The false awakened ones are the ones who are seemingly and apparently awakened and who are guiding others who are just waking up. But based on their created circles and their created clubs, it's a matrix within the matrix. It's another layer of control and of limiting the true ET contact. Now, this is a perfect plan and a perfect agenda. This is called a controlled opposition. To throw in, I'm now talking about general. I'm talking about in general terms. It's perfect agenda to have special movements and little groups and elites and clubs and UFO organizations that are going to safeguard basically the advancement of the ET contact. It's just another layer of control and a control mechanism. And these are the groups that are guiding the new souls that are coming in and who are waking up. And basically, you are falling from one type of a matrix into another type of the matrix. That's what's been happening. So it is extremely difficult for the real, true ET to reach the humans, because there are so many layers of control. And she calls those mechanisms anti-alien control mechanisms. They can't get through because they're immediately discredited, attacked, dismissed. You tell me, what would be the best way to reach the humanity? Why is this type of contact through the written, direct, open, real-time contact, why is this dismissed? And why are channelers, for example, accepted and embraced with such an eagerness? Why is it easier to believe someone who is going in trance and his mind just disappearing from this plane and contacting with some invisible, mentally perceived entity? Why is that more credible than an ET person right now in the orbit of the Earth entering in contact, in direct live contact with a person on Earth using the technology of the internet? Why is that less credible? Not only it is less credible, it is more credible, but it will increase. Zvaru told me this is just the experiment, but it will increase this type of communication. Why is it easier to believe someone who is mentally perceiving something, where basically 99% of what that is a personal interpretation and mental opinion? Why is that so much more easily embraced, that someone is talking to the archangel from the 12th density now that I perceive in my mind, than the real life, open, direct, word by word, precise communication? Any reason why this wouldn't be possible for the ET person who is right now on board of a ship in the orbit of the Earth, as we all know they are there? What would stop them from having this type of communication and from wanting to talk to the people on the surface? Yes, this is the pioneer experiment for many of them, what Zvaru has been doing. And I don't wish for it to fail because of incidents like this. And actually, I said that, but I don't really believe that it will ever be. Because no matter what happens, the seeding of the ideas has taken place. The message has been given through the videos. Zvaru has fulfilled what she wanted to fulfill. We don't know how much more this will continue. At some point, it will stop, probably. And if anything, we have given them certain parameters within which they can now establish future direct attempts to continue working with the humans on Earth. So either way, I believe this has been a success, and we will continue. As she says here, what I can see and I have told the Federation and the Council, is that from my own experience, it is extremely difficult for a genuine alien to interact with the human race. It is almost impossible today. If I said you are not ready for direct contact, now I see even less. You humans have several layers of anti-alien control mechanisms. First the basic matrix, then the governments, and finally those false organizations of researchers and representatives of other worlds. Those UFO specialists working to liberate humanity are only another layer of control, claiming monopoly of truth. The contact with ETs is minimal, direct contact. We do not link. They do not let us in. They follow in their cycles of organizations that are created by themselves. So the ET contact, the true, genuine ET contact, cannot expand and cannot grow. That's basically the conclusion that Svaru reached because of this incident, and because of that, it has been frustrating to her. And, you know, and to us, not so much because, you know, we are saddened by Alfred's not believing us. That's not it. This is more than that. This is about the impossibility and the difficulty of bringing our races together, as there are so many of these layers of mechanisms, anti-alien mechanisms here on Earth, even within our own truth movement. Having said that, we are here, I believe Svaru is here, and this information is here to break those molds, to break the socially accepted molds, to break the matrix, to break the cabal, to break the negativity, to break the UFO circles molds. We will never get in the way of other workers who are doing what they are doing. However, we will never let anybody get in the way of what we are doing. And this is just to share the information, just to share the knowledge, keep expanding people's mind, keep liberating people's mind. That's all Svaru wants. This is all I truly want. And it will continue. We will continue. I have so much more to share, and it will continue. I don't know what else to say. Thank you so much for watching, and until the next video, as they will.